This is day 11, and today's devotion is titled The Lie of Perfectionism by Matthew Hernandez. But first, let's praise the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
His holiness, brighter than the purest light. The wonder of His faithfulness, reaching down through all of time. The splendor of His mighty throne, the power
Victorious.
Mark 1:11 says, "And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased.'" With everything going on in our world today, I often find myself saying to the Lord, "God, we need you." One day recently, I whispered those familiar words, and almost instantly I felt the Holy Spirit whisper back, "Well, I need you." That moment changed everything for me. What I realized was that God has given all of us influence, and he wants us to put action behind that influence. You use your influence by being willing and available to be used by God. As followers of Jesus, our role is to simply pursue him with everything we are. Our obedience today will propel us to how God will use our influence tomorrow. However, many of us feel we aren't ready to be used by him. The lie we often tell ourselves is that we have to reach a certain point in our relationship with Jesus to be ready. It's easy to get caught up trying to reach the unattainable goal of perfection in order to be an influence for the kingdom. As long as we believe that lie, we will never rest in God's grace. The truth is, your influence is greater than you could ever imagine, especially when you live from a place of grace. When you live from grace, you don't strive to reach perfection. There's an attractiveness in that. People take notice, and what they see isn't us at all, anyway. It's the good news that Jesus Christ is alive in us. So the question is, how are you using your influence? If you're like me, you have the potential to overcomplicate things. I can overcomplicate the folding of a bathroom towel, so it's not far-fetched for me to overcomplicate a question that has a simple answer. Our tendencies to constantly strive and hustle to prove our influence are ineffective and exhausting. True influence happens when we realize we have nothing to prove and just obey and pursue Jesus as a son or daughter and invite others on the journey with us. Today, I hope you realize the influencer you truly are, right here and now. And may you hear the words of your Creator whisper to you, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased." I encourage you to walk with that boldness, confidence, and peace today. Let's pray. God, thank you that we can live a life from a place of confidence in you, not one from performance or perfectionism, but you've called us to live in the grace. And you tell us that by grace we've been saved. And so we come to you in that grace and we relate to others with the grace that you've extended to us. Let your name be glorified in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that again. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that one more time. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. All right, great job. Let's go out in the confidence of God's grace today.